When people think about the fall of the Roman Empire, they often imagine a dramatic and sudden catastrophe. Barbarian armies storming across borders, emperors fleeing from their palaces, and a civilization collapsing almost overnight. The reality was far more complex. The Roman Empire did not simply fall, it changed, weakened, adapted, and transformed over centuries. To understand why the Western Roman Empire eventually disappeared in 476 AD, it is necessary to examine what Rome looked like before the collapse began. The empire that entered its final centuries was still one of the most powerful political entities the world had ever known. It possessed vast territories, immense wealth, sophisticated institutions, and a cultural influence that stretched from the Atlantic Ocean to the deserts of the Middle East. At its greatest extent, Rome controlled lands on three continents. Its territory encompassed Britain in the northwest, Egypt in the southeast, Spain in the west, and Mesopotamia in the east. Millions of people lived under Roman rule, speaking different languages, practicing different customs, and worshipping different gods. Yet they were united by a common political framework centered on the authority of Rome and the emperor. The foundations of this enormous state had been laid centuries earlier. Beginning as a small city-state on the Italian peninsula, Rome gradually expanded through conquest, diplomacy, and military organization. During the final centuries before Christ, Roman armies defeated rival powers throughout the Mediterranean world. The destruction of Carthage, the conquest of Greece, and the incorporation of Egypt transformed Rome into the dominant power of the ancient world. The transition from republic to empire represented one of the most significant moments in Roman history. The old republican system, which had governed Rome for centuries, became increasingly unable to manage the demands of a vast territorial empire. Civil wars erupted as ambitious generals competed for power. Eventually, Augustus, the adopted heir of Julius Caesar, emerged victorious. In 27 BC, he established a new political order that preserved the appearance of republican institutions while concentrating real authority in his own hands. Under Augustus and his successors, the empire entered a period of relative stability and prosperity known as the Pax Romana, or Roman peace. Lasting approximately two centuries, this era witnessed remarkable achievements in administration, engineering, commerce, architecture, and law. Roads connected distant provinces. Aqueducts supplied cities with fresh water. Trade routes linked Europe, Africa, and Asia. Roman law provided a framework for governance that would influence legal systems for thousands of years. The Roman Empire was not merely a military machine. It was also a civilization built upon organization. Roman administrators collected taxes, maintained public infrastructure, enforced laws, and managed the complex relationships between provincial populations and imperial authorities. Governors oversaw distant regions, while local elites often cooperated with Roman officials in exchange for prestige and political influence. One of Rome's greatest strengths was its ability to integrate conquered peoples. Unlike many ancient states that ruled through simple domination, Rome frequently extended citizenship, privileges, and opportunities to provincial populations. Over time, individuals born far from Italy could rise to positions of immense importance within the empire. Several emperors themselves originated from the provinces rather than from Rome itself. This inclusiveness contributed to the empire's longevity. A merchant in Gaul, a farmer in North Africa, and a soldier stationed along the Rhine might all consider themselves Roman despite their diverse cultural backgrounds. The concept of Roman identity expanded far beyond the city that had given birth to the empire. The military stood at the center of Roman power. The Roman army was among the most disciplined and effective fighting forces in history.